From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Ira Melman reporting a warning to Europe from the U.S. Vice President. Joe Biden warned European nations Wednesday to be ready for Russia to try to influence their elections the same way that U.S. intelligence agencies say they're certain Russia did in the November vote that is bringing Donald Trump to office this week.
With many countries in Europe slated to hold elections this year, we should expect further attempts by Russia to meddle in the democratic process. It will occur again, I promise you.
In his final address in Davos, Switzerland, Biden further accused Russia of working to unravel what he called the liberal international order and return to a world in which superpowers exerted control over nations in their sphere of influence. In addition to targeting democratic systems, Biden cited Russian aggression against their neighbors, including actions in Ukraine and using control of energy supplies as a weapon against other countries. Russia has rejected the U.S. intelligence conclusion that it interfered in the election with the goal of helping Trump. A White House spokesman says President-elect Trump's administration will have to choose whether to side with the U.S. intelligence community or Russia and WikiLeaks. Josh Earnest was responding to a question about Russian President Vladimir Putin's accusing President Obama's administration of attempting to undercut Trump by spreading false information. Putin said last week's release of an unverified dossier containing salacious allegations about Trump was part of an effort to undermine the legitimacy of the president-elect in spite of Trump's convincing presidential win. President Obama is scheduled to hold his final news conference while he's still in office later today. You can hear it on VOA, set to begin at 1900 UTC. This is